Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, the blame game has been utilized by President Obama so often that because of the lack of real government school education today, most recent graduates and younger voters probably think that simply blaming Congress for any and all problems is proper procedure. During his recent State of the Union address, the president blamed Congress for the lack of action regarding America's energy problems. Of course, he failed to mention that his refusal to take action and approve the Keystone Pipeline has kept America vulnerable to Middle East enemy nations who benefit from our continued purchase of oil from that part of the world. Also, 42,000 possible new jobs remain just a pipe dream. Meanwhile, China is poised to purchase that oil from Canada and build a closer relationship with our closest ally. Of course, Obama took credit for the increased oil production in North Dakota and elsewhere in the U.S., despite the fact it was former President George W. Bush's policies that opened the door to increased domestic oil production. Unfortunately, domestic oil production may soon decline because President Obama refuses to allow more oil exploration and drilling for new sources. Of course, he'll turn around and then blame Congress. Obama has blamed Congress and others in regards to the problems regarding the minimum wage. While some in Congress and a few senators like Ted Cruz have called for increasing opportunities for all Americans by taking actions to reinvigorate the economy, Mr. Hope and Change just wants to increase the minimum wage, which decreases the number of entry-level, lower-skilled jobs for those like teenagers who are starting out in the world of working for a living. Mr. Hope and Change has blamed Congress for the situation regarding illegal immigrants, simply because some in Congress are calling for first sealing and properly protecting the borders, then taking a look at amnesty for law-breaking invaders. But he refuses to personally take the blame for not fulfilling the sworn duty of protecting America from enemies, both foreign and domestic. Since President Obama likes to throw blame around, I wonder when he will turn around and blame himself and Eric Holder for using the U.S. Justice Department to obstruct real justice in regards to serious issues like the death of four Americans in Benghazi, for starters. I'm Ron Edwards.
Blowing away the myths and revealing the truth. You can continue to blow away the myths with Ron Edwards on Facebook, Twitter, and TheRonEdwards.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coding processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Shall not be in French. Shall not be in French. Shall not be in French.
Shall not be in French. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Rolling into the third hour on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in. 1-800-313-9443. Very troubling development. I'm wondering why he's communicating that. Alan Gottlieb has come up on. Alan Gottlieb is the director of both the Second Amendment Foundation and the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, and they do very good work. They file a lot of lawsuits and win a lot of lawsuits on behalf of gun ownership in all over the place. Now, there's a poll mentioned. And first of all, with the poll, this is coming from the Pew Research Center. This was from 9/13 of 2013. And I cry shenanigans on the poll simply because, let's see. 67% favor a federal database to track gun sales. Really? When did that happen? 58% favor a ban on semi-automatic weapons. 55% favor a ban on assault-style weapons. 54% favor a ban on high-capacity magazines, or as they call them, clips. 53% favor a ban on online sale of ammunition, and only 40% favor teachers and school officials with guns in schools. That is the poll that they put out there. I would love to know where they took this poll. But anyway, they've got this poll up, and this is, Alan Gottlieb is thinking that it is a smoking hot idea to get involved in writing background check legislation. He wants to strike a deal on an enhanced background check measure that would cover private sales made over the internet and at gun shows. Based on a premise that fighting a universal background check scheme is a losing battle over the long run. And they're stating that polls show that the public overwhelmingly supports background checks for every gun sale. However, I don't think the public knows about how much of a failure the background check system we have now has been. And we talked about that. We've talked about how a lot of people never make it on the rolls that should be on the rolls of the NICS system. And most everything else they do. See, enhanced background checks or universal background checks, from what I've seen of them, make it it's not about buying the gun, it's after you've got the gun. What you can do with the gun after you've got the gun. They want to, if I loan you my gun, if I say, hey, look at this gun and I put it in your hands for you to look at it and appreciate it, in some cases, they want that to be at a transfer. instead of me letting you look at it. They want that to be a transfer, thus an illegal transfer, because I'm not going to make you go through a background check to look at my gun. But Gottlieb says he's up against a formidable, determined, and well-funded foe that has widespread public support on this issue. I don't believe, they got money. But we've got the grassroots. And the grassroots that we have are passionate grassroots that don't take a financial motivation to get involved. Whereas Bloomberg does have to spend a lot of money to get things going, to get things in place, to get people involved. He's trying to buy gun control. He's trying to make gun control a commodity that he can control financially. So, the shortcoming of this is getting out there and agreeing to work with politicians to write a regulation that shouldn't be in place in the first place is precipitously dangerous to me for any advocate to take that step. Now, as far as I know, the first time Gottlieb went this way, was with Manchin Toomey. And he tried to sell that to a lot of us. He didn't try to sell that to me personally, but he tried to sell that to a lot of us. And that one I could forgive. One I can forgive, okay? I can forgive one. But when you get out there and you are saying, we better get involved in this because it's coming one way or the other, then to me that is trying to create an air of inevitability that we're going to see something else happen. We've seen it happen in 5 states. Yes, that is absolutely true. But there's 50 states in the union. And overwhelmingly what happened, what came in the aftermath of Manchin Toomey was loosening, getting more towards the Second Amendment intention. Yes, it is incrementally. No, it is not whole hog the way it should be, but it is incrementally. We got brought here incrementally. And if you don't want to do it incrementally, then we're going to have to go to war. And I don't want to go to war. You probably don't either. I want to be able to sit in my Barca lounger without having to plate it up. So, he believes, for some reason, that we should take the time right now while we have some sort of leverage to strike a deal. And that makes me sad, because Alan Gottlieb is a Second Amendment advocate. He's a staunch one. He's an effective one. But getting out here and doing this weakens his brand, if you will. It weakens his message. He says if we write a background check bill, we could write it in a way that protects our rights. If we let the other side do it, it's not going to protect our rights, and it'll be a disaster, because Bloomberg wants to write it in a way that's more than a disaster. Last time I looked, every politician out there is running from Bloomberg. If you're going to be afraid of Bloomberg because he has money, then you're doomed for perpetuity if you're a Second Amendment advocate, because he's not going to run out of money anytime before he dies. And he's saying, the question is, do we lead or follow? Yes, by all means, let's lead. Let's start rolling it back. Instead of sitting down and trying to have the first thing we need to do is get them to admit that the foundation of background checks is flawed. It's flawed. Too many people never get put on there that should be on there. Too many people. They can just skip across a state line in some cases and get away. And they never get entered. I mean, we're talking millions. Not dozens or hundreds or tens of thousands, but millions of people. And you can look at some of these last spree shooters that we've enjoyed and see them as part of the problem, because the background check never picked them up. Aaron Alexis should have been on there big time. They should have thrown him to the ground at that gun shop in Virginia when he bought his Remington 870. Ditto for James Holmes. He was already showing signs that he was mentally unfit. Jared Lee Loeffner, ditto. That doesn't mean they wouldn't have gotten guns to do what they wanted to do, because Adam Lanza got guns and he wasn't even a gun owner. But that's the fallacy of the background check and getting out there and lending it any legitimacy at all is a losing proposition, in my opinion. That and $2.25 will buy you a cup of coffee. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. There's been a lot of talk about this destruction of ammunition that the Pentagon is talking about doing. So let's talk about that if we can. First things first, with the Department of Defense, as far as ammunition goes, for the ammunition like 5.56, 9mm, 45 caliber, things of that nature, normally what we get from them is brass. Just brass. So And the Pentagon destroying ammunition is not a new thing. Ammunition does get old, and then when they start having issues with that ammunition, then it becomes something that you don't want to issue to troops. And then they will either take it to training, and that's one way they get rid of it as part of destruction, is to make it training ammo, or just outright destroying it if it becomes too old and then becomes unstable. Now, I know on Prison Planet and InfoWars and other places like that that you've heard that this is an effort to keep ammunition out of your hands. So, in a way, there's some people out there extrapolating with that DHS Postal Service buy-up that this is also part of the conspiracy to deny you ammunition. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you that the government would not sit back and take everything they can from you in the way of gun ownership. But this is not the case in this particular instance. Federal ammunition purchases by the DOD has declined during the Obama administration. Now they have very large agencies to support, in addition to the military, which only till just recently started winding down combat operations. And when you the round count, when you spread out their purchases amongst the agencies out there on a per-agent basis, they're not getting a lot of ammo. I think it's between 1,700 and 2,500 rounds a man. The military ammunition market, the state federal ammunition market, is separate from the civilian ammunition market. Unless the Lake City Army Ammunition Plant tries to sell back surplus ammunition back to the civilian market, which it does do from time to time, or specialized units need small batches of specialized ammunition for testing and deployment. Now, in this destruction go-round, there is a small portion of small arms ammunition that will be in that $1 billion total. Small arms ammunition, some of it deployed in Afghanistan, had head stamps dating back to the 1980s. And it's either scrapped or surplus when representative samples began failing, inspections. Deployed ammunition is often, when they start to see a problem, they'll often pull it and reintegrate it. But if lot numbers have been lost, that ammunition must be slated to be demilled or surplused. The bulk of the $1 billion discard pile is coming actually from old missiles like the Stinger. TOW missiles, javelins, other ground-to-ground missiles are generally used up in training exercises as their life cycle comes to an end. It's a very expensive and fun way to train, let me tell you. I fired a live TOW missile. That was a gas. But the weapons are then used up imparting knowledge and experience to soldiers and Marines instead of being otherwise scrapped. Stingers are a little harder to use in training. with a ground-to-ground missile, you can have an old tank carcass out there and fire a javelin or fire a TOW missile at it and just blow it up a little bit more, but it's still pretty much sitting there. Stingers have to be used with airborne target drones. And once they get hit, you're not going to be able to recycle that. So, there is no conspiracy here. That's the story. There is no conspiracy here. And if anybody's generating hysteria to cause that to happen, okay, don't trust them. Don't trust the source. If they're getting out there, Larry Pratt refers to some of this stuff as yellow journalism. We've got enough real problems without being to be distracted from them, without having to get out here and worry about something that isn't an issue. Now, for those of you that like to reload your Stinger missiles, I can see where you might raise your eyebrows. But I don't know anybody that's running around with one of those. I just don't. And I know that breaks some people's hearts. Everybody, look, is this a totalitarian government? Do we exist in a economic fascist sort of regime? Absolutely we do. But they're not very smart. They're not very smart. Right now, I'll give you an example. Right now, they just passed the ATF just regulated a ban on steel core 5.45 ammo coming, you know, from the commie nations. And that's going to get challenged in court. That will get challenged in court, and they're going to see where that goes. And if they prevail, then we might start seeing something happen with the non-steel cord ammunition, the 7.62 by 39, which is all surplus because nobody feels, well, let me rephrase that. The primary manufacturers of that weapon platform, the AK, they're not fielding the AK-47 anymore. That is an old gun. That's an old caliber. Now they're all AK-74s. There's the AK-107 or 102 coming out. There's the AK-12. There's a lot of new platforms coming online. The AK-47 is, for lack of a better word, a surplus now. It's a surplus firearm. So they'll look at trying to ban that too. They try to regulate that as much as they possibly can. I know a guy, I had him on the show, Anthony Millay. He bought $5 million with that stuff, went through every hoop, jumped every hurdle, and it sat on the dock for so long that he had to turn it around and let it go. Because the ATF, the last thing that had to happen was the ATF had to approve it. He wanted to do that during the ammunition crunch. And that got turned down. So he had to try to find another outlet for it. Another thing we know has happened is that the government bought a bunch of AK-47 magazines and ammo. And then all of a sudden we have the Benghazi thing in Libya. I wonder what the correlation is there. I just can't imagine. I simply cannot imagine. When we get back, we're going to look at a phenomenon that a lot of so-called conservative politicians should look at. They should look at it. And then they should run with it. If they don't feel this way, they should change their mind. And this is coming from the other side. This is coming from David Frum. So this guy is as liberal as the day is long. If you wanted to pick him up, if you trust him as far as you could throw him, well, you can't throw him very far. And if you look at gun rights versus other conservative causes, what you find is a trend towards victory with gun rights and not so many other things. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
you own a gun, the attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Whew. Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
I'm afraid of Americans, I'm afraid of the world, I'm afraid I can't help it.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
I'm afraid of Americans.
Welcome back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. David Fromm wrote an article the other day, which is exactly the opposite of what Alan Gottlieb is talking about today. And he only makes a few mistakes. First things first, he lays the Second Amendment issue, the success implying the way of the Second Amendment, purely at the feet of the NRA. And I will tell you now that, yes, the NRA plays a part in it. So does the Second Amendment Foundation. For that matter, so does Gun Owners of America. But primarily, that's due to you. Because combined, we don't represent 7% of the gun-owning populace. So, getting past that part where it's the gigantic NRA, all 5 million of them, he points out some very good things. Over the past 20 years, gun advocates have scored an astounding string of successes. All 50 states now issue concealed carry permits to allow approved gun owners to carry firearms in public places. In many states, permit holders may carry guns even into bars and non-TSA patrolled areas of airports. Yes, that is true. In states like New York, well, especially New York City, very difficult to get a permit, but they do exist. In 2008, gun advocates persuaded the Supreme Court to overrule a century of precedent, these are his words, not mine, And redefine the Second Amendment not as a right of state governments to form militias, but as an individual right to acquire private firearms. Yes, that's because the Supreme Court understood what they were talking about when they were saying, and even so they did that, they still left a bunch of holes in things. He points out that gun advocates persuaded Congress in 2004 to let lapse the Clinton-era ban on assault rifles. In the mid-1990s, they voted to halt government research into the public health effects of gun ownership when that research yielded uncongenial evidence. It's not about that, Mr. Fromm. It's about the fact that there have been many studies that receive no federal funds whatsoever. Thus, they are not politically agenda-driven that point out, and even the ones that are, I mean, Obama did one last year with the CDC, overwhelmingly, all the time, point out that the American gun owner uses guns often, effectively, and well. That everything bad is trending down. All accidents are trending down. We're going in a good direction, Mr. Fromm. That's what's. And once again, it has nothing to do with the NRA, GOA, Second Amendment Foundation, any of the other gun groups. It has to do with the American gun owner individually. The assault weapons ban, during the assault weapons ban we had Columbine, it doesn't stop anything. He points out that no crime or atrocity, not even the massacre of children at Sandy Hook Elementary School, has checked the strong trend of U.S. public policy to make ever more lethal weapons ever more easily available to ever more people, including people with histories of domestic violence. No, that's not the issue there, Mr. Fromm. The issue here is the people you're going after don't commit these crimes. That's your problem. That's your biggest problem. And by the way, it has nothing to do with lethality. It has to do with cosmetics. It has to do with the looks. It has nothing to do with lethality. The Ruger Mini 14 and 5.56 is as lethal, even though it wouldn't be bad, it's as lethal as the AR-15 because you know what? It shoots the same kind of bullet, you moron. But then he goes the way of misleading you, although he's been misleading you all kinds of different ways. He says that this string of victories was scored as gun ownership in America tumbled. Only about one-third of American households now own a gun compared to about one-half in 1973. That is trending up. It's not one-third. Sorry. It's about 47%. Thank you. He says that only about 6% of Americans hunt even once a year. That's just slightly more than the number who attended a ballet performance. And yet, we, the smaller contracting group of gun owners, somehow or other we managed to exercise more political power. As we have dwindled, read that to mean as we've died because we're old fat white guys, the remaining cohort has coalesced into a compact self-conscious minority for whom guns represent an ideology even more than a sport or hobby. And then he goes off to compare some things and make some generalities that are untrue. Republicans are nearly twice as likely to own a gun as Democrats are. Even you gun grabbers have guns, or you're surrounded by guns, so shut up. White Americans are twice as likely to own a gun as non-white Americans. Tell that to Detroit. Tell that to... Just the other day, we saw this guy. I think it was in Texas. Black American. Sees a lady getting mugged, holds the muggers at gunpoint. When the police arrive, buys the children some candy, is allowed to go on his way. Black American. Among Americans under age 30, only 1 in 5 owns a gun. Among Americans over 50, 1 in 3 owns a gun. Nearly half of men own a gun, only 13% of women do. Go update your stats, or stop writing. Stop writing under the guise of you have facts. You're not publishing fact. You're as guilty of gerrymandering and manipulating data as is Violence Policy Center. And then we have to get into the regions. Southerners are 50% more likely to own a gun than Easterners, the South being the most gun-owning region, and the East being the least. What about gun owners in the Southeast, fool? What about South Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia, Tennessee, Florida, Alabama, Mississippi? What about us? Oh, Alabama, Mississippi, they're Gulf Coast states. How come the Southeast is becoming the Southeast, which counts as being East, Mr. Fromm? How come we're becoming the Iron Triangle, where all the gun companies are coming to? How come? Can you tell me that? Can you? No. That's because you're too busy obfuscating. But his presumption is this, and he's correct in this. Politicians who back pro-Second Amendment measures succeed. Which makes me wonder, amongst the Republicans, who in their platforms state that they are all for the Second Amendment, why aren't they standing up and being really extreme as far as being Second Amendment? Why aren't they standing up and saying, well, you know, the background check system is a failure, so let's scrap it. We don't need enhanced background checks. We don't need any. Why aren't they standing up and saying, hey, if you got a concealed carry permit, we're going to recognize that just like we do your marriage license, your driver's license, all that other stuff, because you've proven, you've been vetted. So therefore, Viola, national reciprocity. If you want to visit Hawaii, take your gun. Why aren't they standing up and saying, you know, since nobody's ever used a legally armed, fully automatic weapon before in a murder, why don't we just repeal the NFA? And repeal, or at least appeal the Hughes Amendment so people can afford to buy a fully automatic weapon, because obviously they're very well mannered with these things. So yes, Second Amendment issues do get her to hold on through the break, because you know we're coming up on it right now. Last break of the show, last break of the week. Gun owners are very adaptive. Gun owners are going to move around. We're like water. We'll get around you. We'll burn. We'll bore right through you given time. Republicans, embrace the Second Amendment. Democrats, embrace the Second Amendment. It's a good way to go. I know you're not going to do that, but I invite you to. If you're all about the country, you should be embracing the Constitution. If you're all about power, well, of course, you've got to subvert it. But, you know, I get that. I understand that. And I know this pesky Second Amendment self-reliance thing is getting in your way from taking us all the way down the Communist Manifesto. That's what you want to embrace. I get that. Give it up. It's just not going to happen. Gun ownership is not going down. It's going up. Number of guns in the United States is not going down. It's going up. Good people do good things with guns every day. In 2 days' time, we stop more crime than all homicides committed with a gun in the United States. In 5 days, all gun deaths are that number is lesser than defensive gun use. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, oregacillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever. As we get ready to go away, welcome back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. We opened up with her, now we're going back to her as we end the show. Kathy in California, yes, ma'am.
Yes, I have a question.
Sure.
You're talking about all this ammo that they, the government supposedly did not buy for us. What about the hollow point bullet thing? Did they do that or not do that?
As far as the Department of Homeland Security?
Right.
The military does not use hollow point ammunition. They are forbidden from using hollow point ammunition.
I realize that.
Now, law enforcement is not. And Department of Homeland Security, they did buy hollow point 40 caliber.
I understand it was like 5 bullets per each person.
When you got the round count and when you look at the numbers and when you crunch everything, first of all, they never got the 2.6 billion rounds that everybody was talking about. They keep about 200 million rounds on inventory.
Right.
And when you break that out to the number of agents that are tasked to them, because there are no Department of Homeland Security agents, they're all loaned from the DEA, the Border Patrol, and Immigration Customs Enforcement. That breaks out to about 2,500 rounds a man over the course of 5 years.
Like the agent or whatever, right?
Per man, yes. Per man or woman, agent per agent, yes.
Okay. I appreciate that information.
Well, I mean, I've got a lot of Burritz, Kathy. I've got a lot of Burritz. And, I've got two big cans, two 50 caliber cans of loose 5.56. And if I went to a class, I'll burn through half of that in that class.
Okay.
Because training is a large part of shooting. Now, you probably train more than law enforcement does, because there's always certain budgetary factors they have to take into consideration. The typical officer is going to qualify with his weapon twice a year. And unless they decide to take it upon themselves to go train on their own, they don't train any more than that.
I see.
So, okay. Department of Homeland Security, my U.S. representative has observed the IRS training with AR-15s. So yes, they do train, and I don't know how in-depth their training is or how often. But really, truly, the... I'll give you a really good stat to consider. When it comes to shooting people, 2% of the time the American civilian is going to shoot the wrong person. And a lot of times that comes with overpenetration of through and through wound on the perpetrator they're shooting in the first place. 12% of the time law enforcement shoots the wrong person. That's all about training.
Right. Okay. I appreciate your input. It's been very helpful.
Yeah, well, I mean, we got enough real problems out there without focusing on the wrong problem. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So the ones that come up, you know, I'm not worried about the U.S. Department of Defense destroying TOW missiles or Stinger missiles. I don't get to carry one of those. I've tried to conceal one time. I got in all kinds of trouble.
Well, you have a nice weekend, and thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. As we get ready to go away, a member of Congress, U.S. Representative Chris Stewart out of Utah, he's looked at things that have developed in recent days, and is concerned that the Bureau of Land Management, the Internal Revenue Service, all of these regulatory agencies have somehow or other turned themselves into paramilitary units. And he thinks that, one, that should concern all of us, and I agree with him. And two, they should not be funded in a manner in which they can create these units. This is an amendment to an appropriations bill, and it comes in context of recent BLM actions against Clive and Bundy. Federal agents armed themselves and surrounded his property, tasered his son, closed down road access to the ranch, and shot a couple of his prize bulls. The reason was to collect a bill. Armed militia showed up. That changed things. The Harry Reid labeled domestic terrorists showed up, and that changed things. If they were in fact domestic terrorists, they would have been arrested. But no, they weren't domestic terrorists. It could have been bad if they'd been pursued as such, because lots of bad things can happen to you if you're accused of that. But that never happened. The BLM backed off and left. And what they left was a shocked nation looking at it. Mr. Stewart says it's high time the government end its practice of arming its own special units for various agencies like the BLM and the IRS. They should do what anyone else would do. Call the local sheriff who has the capability to intervene in situations like that. The Interior Department, for its part, said that they had armed agents at the ranch to guarantee the safety of the public and of their workers. I would hazard a guess to say, instead of facing an armed opponent like they were, if they had not been tasering people, throwing women around and, all this shooting bulls and chasing down cattle with the helicopters, if they had not been going paramilitary on them, they would not have seen a response that they saw. That's just me thinking out loud, though. Now, there is a NYPD officer who manages to hit the target, although it was horrific why he did it. Internal Affairs officers are investigating why an off-duty NYPD cop appears to have randomly opened fire at a passing car, hitting a passenger 6 times. Brandon Cronin is believed to have fired his NYPD-issued 9mm handgun at a passing car near Lincoln Avenue and 6th Avenue, just off of the Hutchison River Parkway. The 47-year-old passenger in that car was shot in the torso, arm, and hand. Witness Travis Hood said he was outside his apartment when he saw a driver get cut off by another car. The driver was screaming at the top of his voice, climbed out the window, not even opening the door, just sat in his window and just pow, 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 pow. He emptied his gun in this car and hit the passenger, or hit the driver 6 times, which is something most NYPD officers can't do. And he did it while he was drunk. And this is one of the only ones that the gun grabbers would see have guns. A guy who gives into road rage while inebriated, carrying a gun. You know what would happen to me? If I'm just carrying a gun on me, not shooting anybody, and I get caught with the gun with alcohol in my system, do you know what happens? I don't know what happens either. But I'm pretty sure I lose the permit at the very least, and I might get arrested. And that's why I don't do it. I can control my own impulses. I am the thinking animal. I am the Homo sapien. However, Mr. Officer Cronin, as an example, is a police officer, which one, he should be setting an example for law-abiding people. And two, he should not be drawing his weapon in a drunken rage and shooting at a car that cuts him off. I know that that's probably a minority opinion because a lot of people look at that and they say, well, hey, you know, he's a cop. He's got to be worried about his own personal safety. Well, I guess sitting in the window of a car should have been precipitously dangerous, but I don't know. It's unknown whether or not he has a lawyer. Local police responded to the shooting. They found the officer driving along Lincoln Avenue with his hazard lights on. They followed him to New Rochelle for about a mile when he stuck his gun out the window. He had to toss his gun and his keys out the window, and then he was arrested. What a paragon. We'll be, you know what? That's it. That's a wrap for a week. I can't even tell you we'll do it in 21 hours. We will do it on Monday, though. And between now and then, remember this, it's always going to be about total control. It's never been about gun control. On a Friday, this has been Lock and Load.